Gino Afternoon made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Welcome back to Foodie Friday here at Juno Afternoon. Andy Klein with you, and Evan Wood from Devil's Club Brewing is here. Evan, thanks so much
Foodie
for coming
Friday.
In. Foodie Friday, man.
First Friday. First Foodie Friday.
Are you excited to be a part of it?
Yeah, very excited.
And it's also First Friday.
Yes.
So it's the first Foodie Friday.
First Foodie Friday.
Although this isn't the first Foodie Friday we've done, you see.
It's the fantastical first for Foodie
Friday.
I like
Friday. Where you're going with that.
Yes.
Alliteration.
Also joining us is Jamie Barlow from North Carolina. Jamie.
Hey there.
And by way of Virginia, maybe you're more of Virginia.
Yeah, I'm still a bit of a Virginia boy.
You're a Virginia guy, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mike Cragen from Anchorage. And these two guys are the winners of the 2018 Alaskan Homebrew Competition. So congratulations, you guys.
Thank you.
Jamie won Best in Show, and Mike won the Best Special Ingredient, which this year was smoked malt, which was a really fun one to do. And you guys have been brewing out of Alaskan Brewing all day long. You've been shoveling malt, and 7 a.m. you came in and started shoveling malt.
We did, yeah. They put us to work.
This was our prize, Evan, that we gave
free
to
labor.
Yes.
Yeah. To win.
They'll never suspect anything.
Exactly.
But they got a trip to Juneau, so they're excited about that. And let's talk about we're going to talk to Evan about what's happening at First Friday, a very cool thing happening at Devil's Club. And we're also going to be talking about this some delicious beer cheese we're going to be talking about as well. But let's talk a little bit about brewing and home brewing first. Jamie, what's your homebrew setup look like?
It's actually pretty basic. I mean, I've been brewing for a while, but I just have a simple keggle. And which is just a keg where you cut off the top of it and use that as my boil pot. And, you know, single fermentation, only doing about 5 gallons at a time. So doing it the hard way. I mean, not free labor hard, but, you know.
Now, Mike, yours is a little bit more kind of on the upper level, huh?
Well, it's like Jamie's. It's a kegel as well. So keg cut off the top. But then I got lazy, and I put it on electric and on a control panel. So I don't do that much work either, so... I like free labor too, so let the electric do it for me.
And then you've got quite a setup in your garage?
In the garage.
You got a little kind of 10-tap system going?
10 taps. Yep, they're flowing all the time. Best part about it is it's free, so you know, come on by.
If you know Mike or want to know Mike, get Anchorage.
Yeah.
Look him up, and
there's always beer on tap.
Yeah.
Well, Evan, you, of course, are home brewing for a long time and then decided to do that crazy thing of actually going into commercial brewing.
Sure did.
It's your second season.
Kind
of heading into your second season. You just celebrated your first anniversary.
Just past 1 year, yeah.
How's it been going, man?
Oh, it's awesome, man. It's easier than homebrewing in a lot of ways. You know, the machines do a lot of the work.
They're really set. I mean, you really are set. You're on a cement floor. You're set. You're hosing stuff down. It's all,
You should have a competition. So people can come in and work for you.
There
for
you go. Yeah. That would make it even easier, wouldn't it?
See how it works?
Yes, I do. But yeah, I feel, you know, homebrewing, I feel like every homebrew, something goes wrong. And then you're always adjusting. And then at the commercial level, it's like, you know, oftentimes nothing goes wrong.
You're dialing
it
in.
Pretty nice.
Yeah. Especially, I think, like, for instance, your signature IPA is so well known, and these beers that you want to reproduce, continue to reproduce, that's a real key to the commercial brewing side of it.
Totally.
Getting that consistency. Talk a little bit about how do you do that? How do you get that consistency going?
Sure, yeah. I mean, it, there's a lot of different levels to it, you know, with changing ingredients from year-to-year varietals the different standards of practice inside the brew house, because different people are going to be brewing the beer. Got to keep everybody on the same page, and the length of time that you're doing each task, you know. So there's a lot of levels to trying to keep that consistency. But it's one of those things that, you know, especially as far as breweries across the U.S. go, we probably care less about it than most places.
Consistency. In other words, your signature IPA is what it is that week.
Yeah.
Is kind of your view. As long
as
it's good, it's sort of what it is.
consistently good.
Yeah, consistently good.
Well, that's a good philosophy, man.
Yeah.
I like that. What's happening at the brewery as far as process that you're kind of most excited about right now? You got some new cool stuff happening?
Yeah, we got a bunch of new wood. We love wood.
Uh-huh.
So we actually have more fermentation volume in oak than we do in stainless steel now, which is pretty exciting.
Wow.
So we just got a couple new fooders, which are a fancy word for a big big barrel that stands upright in the brewery. And so we can make a lot more sour beers that people have been really excited about. And a lot more flavors that we can get from the wood that we couldn't get from the stainless. So there's just going to be a lot more exciting things coming.
Is there a little bit more of a wait time on that process?
Yeah. And it takes a long. So our two sort of flagship sours that we come out with is the Convict Soiree and A Papa. And every time those come out, we can only make one barrel at a time. They go away immediately. But now we've got 2 7-barrel fooders, so we can make both of those beers consistently so we can have them on tap because people want them.
Yeah.
And otherwise, it just takes too long to make them.
How's season going? Getting slammed? Craziness?
Yeah, that's good.
That's good. That's good.
it's busy.
Yeah, that's good.
It's great.
Well, let's talk about two things. I want to talk about let's talk about First Friday first.
First Friday.
You got a cool thing happening with you've kind of got to do something cool with your dad.
Yeah, this is pretty, personally kind of exciting. My dad is an eclectic kind of human being, and he has been collecting a lot of things for a lot of time, but specifically he's been always interested in antique woodworking tools, which are these really cool pieces of American craftsmanship that, back when people cared about making things and they made these beautiful things.
Which I think really ties into what craft beer is all
totally.
About. That is that ethic that's behind.
Putting the heart into the product, for sure.
Right.
And so they built the, rulers, slides, planes, saws, all of these things that were made to last as long as they could imagine them lasting, which is not how we build things anymore. And so there's these very cool things my dad's always been collecting, and we've got them on display for First Friday this month, and the mom has convinced him to let go of some of his hoarding, and so some of them are for sale. And so it's an exciting time for the household that'll be cleared out of some junk, and it's an exciting time for me because I get to hang out with my dad while he's got all these cool things on the wall.
Do you think that how do you see these things as works of kind of craft art, or do you see them as things that people should go take and go build something with?
They're kind of two categories for sure. When he was doing all of his collecting, he was building a cabin in Fairbanks in the 70s, and that's why he was going to the East Coast to find these tools. And so the ones that weren't museum quality, he would use, and the ones that were, he wouldn't. And so, it's a fine line that you decide.
Yeah,
but they were made to be abused, so you ought to abuse them. That's why they're supposed to be.
What's the range of age of these things?
Most of them are from the late 1800s.
Wow.
And the earliest one is from the mid-1700s. He's also switched gears now into collecting daguerreotypes, which are the first form of photography from the late 1800s.
So glass plates?
Yep, glass plates on silver, like glass plate over silver. They're amazing, amazing little pieces. And he's got 3 of people who actually fought in the Revolutionary War, which by the late 1800s, very few surviving people that could have their picture taken. So that was a very cool thing. So he's got some of those on display too because he wants to show off all his cool stuff.
That's cool.
But he's not selling any of those.
Right. That's just you can look but don't touch. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, right. All right. Well, that's cool. So that's First Friday.
That's First Friday.
First Friday is always a blast. The weather looks like it's going to be beautiful out. So go roam around town. Definitely hit Devil's Club and check out those tools from Evan's dad. And let's talk now about beer cheese.
All right. So. It's our number one best-selling item, Andy.
Is beer actually in this cheese?
Beer is in it. Signature IPA is the recommended ingredient. We'll pass this around.
I wish I could say that I haven't had this as much as I have. I mean, this is responsible for much of the poundage.
Take some bites.
Yes, have some beer cheese.
So
Mike's having it now.
We make this beer cheese. It's like equal parts cheddar and equal parts cream cheese. And then we add a splash of Dijon, a splash of Worcestershire, and then a clove of garlic, and then some salt and pepper. And then mix it all down till it turns into a slurry. And the beer, obviously. Sorry, Devil's Club Signature IPA is the recommended one. The bitterness comes through really nicely. And then mix it all down, and then cook her up, and she becomes really nice. And we eat it with a nice salted pretzel because nothing's better than salt and cheese. Mm-hmm. But you can use anything. You
Boy,
use,
this
like,
makes
a
me thirsty. Oh, man.
IPA sounds good.
I can't believe you didn't bring in a crowler or a growler or something, man.
Well, I can't make it a norm, Andy. I can't bring beer every time I come here.
Why?
Why not?
That's why you're invited every time. Well, that's delicious. And well, here delicious we are just pizza. Chewing on the radio, but... Mm. That's fantastic.
He's
and
passionate around.
I think that, like you say, it must be your most popular menu
it
item?
It is the number one seller on the menu for sure.
And it's fantastic. How much of that do you cook up? What's the size of the batch you cook up a day?
Actually looking at trying to like scale up and to someone else's kitchen and make bigger batches so that we can not spend 2 hours a day in the kitchen making beer cheese.
We just brew up there all the time.
Yeah.
How long does it take for you to do it typically?
To make the beer
cheese? Does it really take 2 hours?
It takes about a couple hours, to make a batch.
So if someone really wants to make this, you have to be pretty committed. And then what's the secret to making sure that it's cooking correctly?
So the key is to just let it cook hot until the top starts to caramelize.
Okay.
It's pretty readily going to melt. So you don't have to try too hard to get it to melt.
Okay.
But mainly don't want to overcook it because then... I don't know. Burnt cheese is actually pretty good. Go ahead and overcook it. It's fine.
But and then you do a little treatment to it, right? You kind of then grill it or
we have an oven.
It. Yeah.
So we just throw it through a conveyor oven. That's where we cook all our food. But it'll work just the same in a convention oven. Might help to have the broiler on the top for sure. Get that nice browning.
Right. I think that's a nice touch, and it's a little bit of that burnt kind of flavor that's really nice.
Yeah.
You know, that really adds to it.
Totally.
Yeah. And it looks amazing.
Yeah.
That way. Yeah. It's always delicious. It's always so hard to resist that beer cheese when I'm at your place.
That burnt stuff would pair pretty well with a smoked beer.
Yeah. You guys done any cooking with your beer? Any beer cooking stuff?
I was telling earlier, I actually made a coconut curry Hefeweizen a long time ago, and it got really hot after like a week or so. So it actually ended up being a fantastic marinade.
Oh.
Like it was hard to drink, but you could take some meat and poke some holes in it and put the beer over it and let it sit in the refrigerator for a couple hours. It was really good.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not what I was shooting for.
But yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for bringing it in.
Hey.
Thanks for sharing the secrets of the beer cheese. Have a great first Friday.
Thank you.
You guys, thanks for coming in and welcome to Juno. Mike, I know you've been here before, but
Thank you, Jamie.
Great to have you here. And
it's fantastic. I'm glad that you guys brought out the best weather for
me. Yeah, I
appreciate
you
doing that
for me. Brought it with you.
Yeah, so thanks
for doing that. Yeah. All right, so that's it. That's home brewing. That's brewing, commercial brewing, Devil's Club. Supplying the beer also to Deckhand Dave's.
That's right.
I saw that video online today.
Yes, good. Yeah, we're very excited. Dave got his beer and wine license approved, so there's a real beer garden in Juneau.
Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to mention as far as the homebrew competition is that if you're interested in the 2019 homebrew competition, start thinking about that beer. It's time to really start thinking about even getting ready on brewing, getting the ingredients together. Homebrews are going to be submitted between September 13th and September 27th. And the special ingredient this year is going to be spruce tips. And we at Alaskan Brewing will send you spruce tips if you want to be a part of it. You just go to alaskanbeer.com/homebrew, and all the information's on there about how to get some spruce tips sent your way that you can then brew with and enter the special ingredient category. And it's free trips to Juneau and free brewing and $500 to the best in show.
And free labor.
And free labor
free
for
labor.
Us.
Yeah.
Which we love.
A little workout.
The beer that Mike brewed is going to be on tap at the Alaskan Brewing Tasting Room starting this afternoon. So if you want to meet Mike and Jamie, we're going to be giving them a toast at about 4:30 this afternoon out at the tasting room out in Lemon Creek.
Very cool.
And then we'll be seeing everyone downtown at First Friday. All right, Evan, thanks so much for coming in. And have a great First Friday, man.
Thanks, Andy.
All right.
Thanks.